It's Chamber Chat, 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy, and we are joined by Dave Rui of Rui Homes. How are you this morning?
Fantastic. It's sunny out. You got a beautiful view here.
We do have a beautiful view. I'm telling you, it is priceless. The last time I saw you, you were modeling for Bras with a Cause, and it probably wasn't the best time to introduce myself because you were really busy on that runway. How long have you done that? Long time,
oh my
huh?
Gosh, I've done that for probably 15 years.
You're kidding.
No, it was really small when I first started.
Sure.
And the event's grown significantly.
It's huge. And as a breast cancer survivor, I thank you for doing that because you raise funds for Bluebird Cancer Retreats,
yes,
and whatnot. And it's just a fun event. How long have you been a chamber ambassador?
I have been an ambassador, I guess, about 17 years. I started, I think it was in 2008.
2008. What have you learned that whole time?
I've learned a lot about the community.
Yeah?
So I'm not from here originally.
Okay. I'm not either. Okay. Okay.
So I've been here well over 20 years, but you move into a new area, you got a lot to learn.
So you really do, don't you?
Given me the opportunity to connect with a lot of other business people.
Mm-hmm.
But also, along the way, I've learned a lot about the history of Grand Haven and Spring Lake and the surrounding area.
Which is important to know.
It is.
Yeah.
So for quite a while, so we do a brick award, and for, I don't know how many years, I actually was the presenter for the brick award.
Okay.
Excuse me. And so I would interview various companies as they were doing expansions or renovations or if they bought a new place, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn a whole lot when you start asking questions about their history and where they came from and why they're doing their expansions or whatever it
mm-hmm.
is that may be going on.
Mm-hmm. You do learn a lot from people. You just have to ask the right questions and you have
yes.
to listen. You don't have to be, I think to be a chamber ambassador, you have to be a really good listener too.
You have to be both.
Yeah.
You can't be shy.
No.
Because you want people to come in, particularly if they're newer people coming in. You want to embrace them, and that's part of our job,
mm-hmm.
is to make people feel welcome at the various events, whether it be a bash or an early bird or
right.
forums or things like that.
Yeah, because there's nothing worse, like if you are a new business and you just joined the chamber and you don't really know anybody and you walk into that room, it can be a little intimidating. But if you see a smiling face or somebody comes up to you, it makes all the difference in the world.
I remember vividly my very first chamber event.
Yeah.
And a lady in my office said, "You need to go to this." And she dragged me to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the most intimidating things I think I've ever been through. And
I know.
I sat there, looked around the room, and it was like, oh, my God. And the weird part was, like, about 7 years later, I walked into a bash, and I just stood at the door for a minute, and it was like, wow, I've come a long way. I know a lot of people here now.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's a lot different.
But you're right. It can be a little intimidating when you don't know anybody and whatnot, you know? So as a chamber ambassador, you also talk to people about joining the chamber.
Correct.
Why should somebody do that? That's listening, that, you know, maybe they're a business and they're not part of the chamber.
There's just a lot of benefits. The chamber does a lot of things to support business in our area.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ton of different events, and we do various calls, the ambassadors do, throughout the year to members to, A, thank them for their membership, which is important, but also to kind of, touch base with them as to what they like, don't like, things that we could improve upon. And one of the things that I actually had conversations with members is they're like, well, I'm not sure I'm getting the benefit out of it. And the next question is, what are you involved with? What are you going to that the chamber actually offers?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, we really haven't attended some things.
There you go.
And it's like you get out of it what you put into it.
Well, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's true. And I know that you also, you've done Soup for All for 16 years now. That says a lot. You walk the walk and talk the talk, Dave.
It's actually...
Has it been longer than that?
Well, it was 2004.
Okay. Don't ask me to do the math right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be 21 years.
You've been doing it a long time.
I've been doing it a long time. I've
yeah.
been involved literally from the beginning.
Wow.
And, my wife and I kind of head it up now.
That's awesome.
It's called Homeless Prevention Partners, but we still do the Soup for All event.
Okay. Well, then we'll get you in next year then when we get ready for
That'd
that. Yeah. I'd love to have you guys in here. So that's awesome. And tell me how things are going, over at Rui Homes. That's your business, yeah.
It's been good. So we are Rui Homes. We're part of City to Shore Gateway Group.
Yes, yep.
And it's been good. You know, the real estate market has been interesting over the last year and a half mm-hmm. when interest rates got higher. But we still don't have a lot of inventory, and we still have a lot of buyers out there. So,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of a little uneven, but it's plateaued a little bit. Our price increases have slowed down a little bit. We're not seeing the crazy things that we saw, you know, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. Thank you for coming in. I've learned a lot about being a chamber ambassador, and I've learned a lot about how active, you know, our chamber is as well. And I just think that this community is just really generous, not just like monetarily. This community is really generous with their time.
That's true.
They really, really are. Ottawa County is just generous with their time. It's awesome. Well, I thank you for being a chamber ambassador, and thanks for being here, and we certainly appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for having me.